This is an IELTS Energy podcast episode 387, three ways to kill IELTS listening anxiety for a strong start. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn three tips for taking away your IELTS listening panic and learn how to prepare for the most solid start on your next IELTS exam.
What's going on, Jessica? How you doing?
I'm doing so well. I have a really good movie recommendation for our listeners. I see way more movies and TV shows than Lindsay does.
Yeah, you do.
So, guys, everybody, you have to see this movie called Get Out. Okay. I will link to some information about this movie because everyone must see it. Come back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 387. So come back, read the blog post about this. I will link to some information about this movie. It's amazing. It's a horror movie. All right. So beware. There is some blood and some violence, but it's so much more than a horror movie. It's this whole comment on the current state of race relations in America. Like, it's huge. So, guys, if you were able to reference something like this in your IELTS speaking and writing, I promise you the examiner would be so impressed and would be like, okay, just the fact you saw this movie, I'm giving you a higher score.
Yeah, the test would be over. He'd tell you to go. You're all set. You got your nine.
That would be so awesome. You're like, okay,
no, not really.
That was a couple minutes. You're good. I trust you. Oh, so funny. Cool. What was the last movie that you have seen, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, I see movies. So I've seen a lot, some of the more recent, the big ones this season, I saw Fences.
And oh, how
I
is
saw
that?
Lion. Oh, actually, I'd rather talk about Lion.
Okay.
Lion. Oh my gosh. Beautiful, beautiful movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen
Gorgeous
it.
Gorgeous cinematography. We both cried throughout the entire movie.
Really?
And I don't cry that much in movies. It's very touching. The story is this boy, Indian boy, loses his brother and gets separated from him, I think, in Calcutta, and ends up getting into an orphanage and getting adopted by a family from Australia. And the thing I liked about this movie was that they could have taken it in a lot of directions. Like the fact that when he was adopted, the orphanage didn't really know if he was really up for if they didn't know that he was lost. They didn't take the time to really try to find his family, and they just kind of sold him off to this adoption system.
Whoa.
That's one issue. So his parents didn't even really know that until much later when he got into his 20s. But lots of social justice issues could have come up, but it was just beautiful. They just stuck with the story.
Yeah.
And I love that part.
I've heard really great things about that as well. There are so many movies I have to watch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but guys, so if you could talk about something current and meaningful like this, that's not just – it's not just a story. It's not just an action movie. It's not – it's not just a thing. It's not something that's a blockbuster, that everybody else has seen. This is another way to stand out. We always talk about, the only way to get a 7 or higher is to stand out from other students. So watch these movies that actually have ideas that mean something, right?
Yeah.
It's not just entertainment, although it is fascinating. You are engaged in this story the whole time, but it's more than that. It's more than a movie, right?
Yeah. The only way to kind of separate yourself from other students is to have different information in your head, different stories, right. different topics, different ideas, build that culture of thinking in a different way than your average six student would,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Exactly. So we got an email from a listener, and guys, if you feel any anxiety about the listening test, this is the episode for you. That is what we're talking about today.
Absolutely. So should I go ahead and just read the question from the listener and then we can try to answer it?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, here we go. So here's the question. I've already attempted IELTS once and my scores are listening 7, reading 7, speaking 7, and writing 7.5.
Wow, dude.
Those are awesome. I know. I was going to say those are really high scores,
yeah.
but it looks like he or she needs an 8. So I'm an aspiring Canadian trying to immigrate to Canada, and my desired band for listening is 8. I wasn't able to concentrate without headsets in the hall. Please advise me on my listening skill enhancement. I think the panic in the listening test was created had a negative impact on my reading test as well. Hope your tips will do wonders for me.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want a solid start in your IELTS preparation so you won't make the same mistakes as other candidates on test day, go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so this is an awesome question. You have to make your practice test valid. This topic has come up a few times recently, especially about timing. Usually we talk about test validity in your preparation according to timing, right? In the writing and the reading. So again, I'll link to some of those episodes in the blog post for this episode. But this is interesting that it's also applicable to listening because, that's true. I'm sure when you're doing your listening practice, it's with headphones, right? And you're like sitting in the comfort of your home with headphones, like doing the listening test. Mm-hmm. And probably you're not even going through all the steps of the listening exam. So guys, wherever you can, especially if you know that this is something that makes it difficult for you, not listening with headphones, then that's something you have to practice. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, sorry, go ahead.
So the two best ways you can make your listening practice test valid to prepare for that, because the listening exam, that's the first thing you're going to do on test day, right? 9 a.m. or whenever the IELTS test begins at your test center, this is your first thing. If you mess that up, right? Yeah. If you're nervous and like freaked out by that, then what happened to this guy is also going to happen to you. This anxiety is going to carry over into the reading, and then you're not going to finish in time, right? Because you're not going to be like following strategies and like sticking to a system. You're going to be scared. And then, exactly. I mean, not only that, but then the writing test is immediately after the reading test. Like there aren't breaks, you know?
No time to breathe, right? No time to stop and catch your breath. It's just like, it could be a quick downward spiral.
Exactly. So I think this question is really important. Like we have to get off to a good start, like a solid start. So in your preparation, guys, two things you can do. Firstly, I think you know what I'm going to say. Don't listen with headphones. Like that's fine. It's fine sometimes, sure. But if you're getting ready for your exam, this whole question of test valid practice really comes in 2 weeks before your exam. So stop using headphones 2 weeks before your exam. And then print out the IELTS answer sheets. You can like photocopy it from the back of a textbook. You can Google it. It's easy to find. Get the listening answer sheet and then take the 10 minutes at the end to transfer your answers, right? Go through all the same steps that you're going to do on the listening exam. Don't stop to go get a drink of water. Don't do anything. Go through all the same experience as close as you can as to what's going to happen on test day.
Love that. This goes back to what we've been talking about lately is avoiding just digging small holes. And one way we can do that is just by dipping into this podcast, maybe coming back to our blog, reading an episode. But if you never actually sit down and do a mock test, if you never go through the strategies and the lessons and go deep, you will not get your target score, guys. This is not something you can just cherry pick the best tips. It's just not going to work.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, honestly, like, every time I get an email from a student who has not gotten the scores that they needed, and we talk about their preparation and how they practiced, they're always choosing the things that they're strong at to practice, right? Like, they're like, I'm really confident in listening and reading. And so that, so I spend 3 hours a day doing listening and reading, but then they're super scared about speaking and then they just don't practice it. And I'm like, this is so backwards, you guys.
That strategy works great in the real world when you choose a career based on your skills, right?
Sure.
Your zone of genius, go for it, right? If you don't like to write and you like to speak, then just do a speaking based career. But when it comes to an exam, we've got to make sure we, you know, bring up all of those skills. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So, break out of your comfort zones in your preparation. You have to. And part of that is watching some of these films that Lindsay and I talked about at the beginning. These are not films that other students are going to watch. Right? It will challenge you. These films will challenge you because there are so many levels. It's the social commentary. It's reading between the lines. It's getting you to think about stuff in English, right? Yeah. Reflecting on these ideas that that other students are not going to think about. This is what pushes you to the next level. It might make you uncomfortable in a couple ways. Not only the language might be difficult to understand because it's made for native speakers, right? So that's the first sort of barrier. But then it's these ideas. And that's the other thing connected to the listening test. You have to practice listening to things that are difficult.
Yeah.
Movies.
Exactly. Like, I'd rather be uncomfortable when I'm watching a movie and preparing for the IELTS exam than on the day of the test in the room, right?
Exactly. I know. Like, sometimes I'll have a class with one of our Three Keys IELTS students, and we start the speaking, and like, they're so nervous, and like, they kind of like falter, and I'm like, that's okay. Like, let's just start over. And I'm like, it's way better to get this out of the way now than on your test.
Absolutely. Be nervous during preparation, not on test day.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, practice being nervous, I guess, is like the last sort of tip. Tip number three, practice the discomfort and move past it. So, one of the most anxiety laden sections of the listening exam is section four. It's one person talking about something that's not interesting, and it's usually a difficult topic. So you need to practice that, right? TED Talks, interview shows, anything made for native speakers that will get you to think about subjects you don't normally think about. That's your section four practice.
Exactly. And that's why we included the anti-anxiety module in our course, right, guys?
Yes.
So in that part of the course, guys, we show you exactly where you're likely to get nervous. In each part of the test, the speaking, reading, writing, and listening, we show you, kind of the hardest parts or the most anxiety provoking parts. And then we show you what to do. So you will have a guide. You'll have a step-by-step guide on how to deal with that if you are in our course, the Three Keys IELTS Success System.
I think this is definitely one of the biggest strengths of our course. And it's something that is unique to us is that we make the fear explicit, right? Like, this is where you're gonna mess up, because this is where all the students mess up. Like, we talk about the exact things on the exam that hold students back and then tell you how to handle each of those things. And a lot of it comes down to your preparation, right?
Yeah.
Like, most of it does come down to how you're preparing and practicing.
Right. Like, how well you follow the study plan if you're in our course, for example. Right.
Exactly.
And I don't know why other courses don't address this. Maybe they feel like it's not professional or something. But we think about you guys. When we created this course, we thought about you. We took what we knew about the IELTS exam and what we know about where students get tripped up. And we designed it from a human perspective, not from a machine perspective or a book perspective. OK, so that's where we're coming from, guys.
Exactly. It's all based on you getting the scores you need. Everything's connected to the scoring system. There's no, there aren't any wasted words, right? Or it's not designed to, like you said, it's not designed to sell books. It's not designed to fill seats in a classroom, right? Yeah. And like charge tuition or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not designed to fill time, right? We don't like put in anything extra. It's just what you need. So if you guys are ready to get in there, you can go right now over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And if you do want to get a hint about how awesome it is to ask Jessica a question and get a quick answer, where can they go just for a half an hour a week, Jessica? Where can they find you online?
You can meet me online, live and in Facebook person. We're doing Facebook Live lessons once a week, Thursdays at 12 noon Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern time. So every Thursday, I'm going to be on Facebook Live answering questions. Show up right away. Show up at noon my time, whatever time that is for you, and start posting questions, because so many people are posting questions that I'm not going to have time to answer all of them. So get your question in early so you have a chance for me to give you personal advice.
Exactly. That's it. And Jessica is only online for about 30, 35, maybe 40 minutes if you're lucky. Of course, if you're in our course, guys, you can ask her those questions anytime you want in our private Facebook group. But if you want to try it out and get to the Q&A to try it out to see what it's like to get her advice, go to facebook.com/groups/AllEarsEnglish, join the group, and then show up every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. New York time. And then just translate that to your time zone. Okay.
You do not that hard. Just Google. It's easy.
All right. This has been good, important topic, because we want to make sure we start out strong with that listening test. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good question.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thanks to that listener for the question, and we will be back soon.
All right. Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
All right. Take care. Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.